Today, the Democratic Alliance has launched its Rondo dashboard in response to the release of the State Capture Commission report. Chief Justice Raymond Rondo has released four parts of the State Capture report, which outline damning evidence against many high-level ANC members, government officials, their families and their friends. To date, 1,438 people have been implicated in state capture, fraud or corruption. The purpose of the dashboard is to name and shame all high-level ANC and government officials implicated in state capture, state what each person or entity has been accused of, state what recommendations have been made by the Commission, and provide real-time updates on what action or inaction has been taken by both the police and the NPA against these individuals or entities so far. Together with Zondo Dashboard, the DA will be writing to the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services to request that the NPA is brought before it to account for its lack of prosecutions today. We will also be providing the NPA with a list of high-level implicated officials highlighted on our Zondo Dashboard. This kind of oversight is the very least people in South Africa deserve. If the ANC will not reset their moral compass and do the right thing, which they have shown time and again they will not do, then the DA will name and shame them until they can explain.